quarterbacks have worked very hard. All of them have put a lot of time into studying and knowing what their assignments are, and each guy's gone in there and had some good moments, and you know, each guy's had some moments that weren't so good. But it looks to me that that position is being coached very well, and it's progressing right along like we expected it to.
Is Patrick picking it up any quicker, the system, just because he's kind of been through the process before?
Quicker as relative to the rest of the guys? No, I don't think so. You know, it's new for everybody, so they're all progressing basically at the same rate as far as their knowledge of the system.
Bill, when you guys were going through the free agency process, there were quarterbacks out there. What stood out to you about Patrick?
Right. That's a good question. We really liked his intelligence. We liked the fact that he had played a bunch of football. We liked the fact that he had played football in a similar system relative to Chan Gailey's system in Buffalo. We liked the fact that he was a guy that we thought would be a good system fit, meaning he was an intelligent guy, a good leader, a guy that was an accurate passer. And we felt like just with every position here, we felt like what was best for the Houston Texans was to find a good fit at quarterback for our system, and he was the guy that we thought fit that.
When you look at his numbers, the one thing that does stand out to some people is the interception.
Sure.
How much do you guys believe that with your system and working with him, you can minimize those?
Right. We've talked about that. Ryan and I have talked about that. I know George has talked about it to him a lot. You know, it's about decision making and not forcing the ball and understanding that, you know, for instance, you got a really good back out of the backfield in Foster that, you know, you can always check it down to, or maybe a tight end underneath, or a slot receiver. So, you know, we believe in our system. But at the end of the day, you know, Ryan, he needs to go out there and make good decisions and make sure that, you know, he's doing what's best for the team. Not really, because you could tell right away with Ryan, because when he came in, when he started studying, and you know, you'd say, hey, this is what we're doing here in this protection, for instance. Oh yeah, we did that in Buffalo, but we called it this. I can relate it. And there were a lot of things that he could relate to what he'd done in the past, and he was able to pick up something that, you know, somebody else calls apples, we call oranges, and he was able to pick that up. And then with Savage, you know, we put a lot of time in with him, meeting with him, studying him, and talking to him. And he was a guy that came across to us as a hardworking guy and an intelligent guy, and that seems to be the case to this point, you know, here in the spring. Well, James, you'd have to ask him about how he played last year, you know, like you did. That's his opinion. You know, I believe that he's a leader. He's a guy that's really been here every day just about since I've been hired here. He's put in a lot of time. I think he's a really good football player. Like I said, he's one of the leaders of this football team, and he's worked extremely hard every day this spring. And, you know, it's a guy like a lot of these guys here that you really look forward to seeing every day when you come to work. And you know, he's going to play well in 2014. He'll play good.
So we've talked about slot receivers and how it's a different position than playing outside. On the flip side of that, slot cornerbacks, is that kind of a different position also?
Yeah, it's a great question, Dave. They a slot corner has to have quickness, has to have strength, has to have awareness, has to be able to, you know, relative to the strength I said, has to be able to tackle. Because they can be a force player in certain versus certain formation and nickel runs that they see. You know, they have to be able to tackle. So it's a position that's very tough to play. And when you have a guy like Kareem who's doing that for us right now, who can play outside and inside, he's a guy that's playing inside for us too. Albert Mack, you know, these are guys that are very competitive guys. I think even Boye could go in there maybe and do some things for us in there. So we have some guys that can do it and have progressed and improved every single day doing it here this spring.